presence of mind. Maybe if, instead of reading so incessantly, you would be content with thinking or talking simple and dynamic truths to yourself, you could take things easier and get more done. There is no particular virtue in reading pages you are perfectly familiar with, is there? Why not be quiet some of the time and allow all-knowing mind to flood your mentality and literally take possession of you? That mentality knows nothing about weakness or sickness. It is of wider wisdom than to believe such enormities. And you can have that mind without making any labored effort. Be still. Do not struggle for better thoughts or higher understanding, but allow that mind to hold sway. This is praying. This is a sure method for breaking the mesmerism that is binding you. Be like the bird who, pausing in her flight a while on boughs too light, feels them give way beneath her and yet sings, knowing that she hath wings. Victor Hugo. Replying to your note of the 29th, it comes to me that he has set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Indeed, he has swung that door wide back on its hinges and holds it there while he leads you through into that spacious realm of light and vision, not to mention strength and poise, which he has prepared for those he loves. As you get something of the significance of this declaration of truth, you will feel sturdier and surer. You will see that those symptoms are the voice of imposition. This, in itself, puts them miles away. You do not talk them, you do not think them, and you do not feel them. They are alien to your experience. All because the kingdom of God is within you, the reign of peace and health and life unfettered and unhurting. This must appear clear to you when you say, I am the temple of the living God. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all these symptoms of pain and danger be still. Your letter reveals that you are developing a courage and resourcefulness that will lead out into a larger way of living. You have all that is needed right on your premises to round out your career. Just set your thought to the enterprise every morning and keep on the move till the next day. Then will you secure a place in the caravan of progress. Mind is looking after you constantly. You are not forgotten for a single instant. Mind works as ceaselessly as gravity does, and you know it does not overlook you or the tiniest particle of dust. It operates everywhere and on all things. Mind acts always and beneficently on you and in your behalf. It directs all the functions of your being. It directs all your business affairs. Have trust. All is well, as you will presently find. Do not worry about what you style reflecting the necessary intelligence to drive your car. There is only one mind, and the fact that you manifest any intelligence at all proves that you have that mind. Lean on it as you practice. This will help you to become a good driver. And you lean on it in a practical way when you confidently utilize your present ability and experience. They are part of God's presence, you know. There is only one presence, the presence of animation and intelligence without limit. This indwelling presence of the Almighty means that you possess His qualities, His courage, resourcefulness, sagacity. Well, say so occasionally, and reverently try to realize it. You provide the opportunity for life triumphant to be expressed or made individual. Instead of being apart from Him, you are a part of His being. You necessarily draw from His presence the integrity and robustness which make up health and longevity. The graciousness and generosity which are the foundation stones of character. The brightness which illumines existence. The protection which keeps up your defenses. His presence is never idle, never irresolute, never frightened, never thwarted, never a dawdler. Invariably does His presence, and after all, it and you are pretty much the same, spell genuine manliness or womanliness. His presence makes it unnecessary for you to scan the heavens for a sign, or to strain your ears to hear His voice. Robert Browning assures, "There is an inmost center in ourselves, where truth abides in fullness, and to know, rather, consists in opening out a way, whence the imprisoned splendor may escape, than in effecting entrance for a light supposed to be without." Turn to that intelligence within. It is the Almighty, is it not? When your best intelligence tells you what to do, God is giving you direction so far as you are willing to receive it. In emergencies, this is precisely what we do. We do it instantly. We do it without reserve. We do it because we cannot do otherwise. We call the phenomenon presence of mind.